5 minute of Varitz is being sponsored anonymously. Lil Nishmas Eliezer Ben Yisrael should be a big, big schus for his neshama. So we've mentioned many times that the parasha of any given week is not there by coincidence, but it's clearly here to teach us ideas, messages, inspiration for that particular time in the year, for that particular time in our life. We just started Elul on the first parasha of Elul. The first parasha of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. The first parasha of this month of Kirvas Elokim, of connecting to Hashem in the deepest of ways, is the parasha Shoftim, and we have to understand why. And we see right away at the beginning of Sheni, perhaps the answer. The Torah teaches us, Som Tasim Alecha Melech. You can place upon yourself a melech, a king. Now every pasuk in the Torah, every word in the Torah, is l'netzach netzachim. It's for eternity. Yet today there is no melech. There is no king of Klal Yisrael. So what does it mean? And there hasn't been for generations. So what does it mean? Som tasim melech ha-melech. Clearly on a deeper level, I believe, and I saw Beferish in the Semach Sadik, he says this, that it's also being merames, it's also hinting to the melech melechim lachim. Som tasim melech ha-melech. Each and every one of us, we have to place upon ourselves the king, and we have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbona Shel Olam, is the king of all kings. He's our king, and he's watching over us, and he's taking care of us. He's our king, and we have to recognize that. Som tasim alecha melech. And maybe that's what it means, the next few words. The Shivim Panim LaTorah, there's always a deeper way of understanding every single word in Torah. Simple understanding of Som tasim alecha melech, place upon yourself a melech, asher yibcha Hashem elokecha bo, that Hashem will choose for you. As most explained, it had to be through a Navi, through a prophet that would choose the king. But maybe we could learn this a little differently. B'derech drush. Som tasim alecha melech. Place upon yourself a melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be your melech. Always in the forefront of your mind. Ashash yibchar, that you're going to choose. Which melech that you're going to choose? Which melech will you choose? Hashem alkech. Hashem your God. Hashem your God is that melech. Som tasim alecha melech. Place upon yourself a melech. Which melech? Asher yibchar Hashem alkech. That you'll choose Hashem, your God. That's the ultimate melech. The Hillel Samach Tzadik has an incredible remez here. He says, if you look at the Rashi Tevos of Som Tasim Alecha, they have to place upon yourself. So it's Sin Taf Ayin, which is a gematria, 770. 770 exactly, Shabbos Chaim, the Shabbos of life. Shabbos Chaim. As Rashi Tevos, Som Tasim Alecha. Why? What's Pshat? So I'll tell you what I want to say. Shabbos is the time in the week when we all recognize in the clearest of ways that there's a melech, that there's a Ribono Shel Olam that runs the world. We stop our avodah, we stop trying to earn a living, we stop being involved in the outside world to recognize and know Hashem is watching over us, Hashem is taking care of us, and have that deeper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without all the distractions of the week. So therefore, Som Tasim Alecha Melech, Som Tasim Alecha Begematria Shabbos Chaim, to have a life of Shabbos. What it means to have a king, what it means to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's inner life, taking care of us every single moment, means I'm living a life of Shabbos. And therefore, not only on Shabbos, but I take that message of Shabbos into my Chaim, into my entire life. Shabbos Chaim, a Shabbos of life. That's what it means to know that Hashem is my king, Hashem is taking care of me. And even during the week when I go back to my everyday avodah, I understand, even though I have to put in ishtadlus, I know that Hashem is by my side. I know ultimately it's all being orchestrated by Hashem. Whatever's going on in my life, lo aleinu, someone has a machla, I know it's from Hashem, I know he's taking care, I know he has his reasons. Whatever's going on, he's the melech, and I'm subservient to that melech. Not just on Shabbos when it's so clear and I take off my worldly pursuits, but even all week long. That's what it is to have a Shabbos chayim, a life of Shabbos. That's why it's gematria of the Rosh Hashanah, Som Tasim Alecha. And that's what the Nehelag and the Siv Shalom Salam Rebbe says is the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that if we keep two Shabbosos, we'll be Zochet Mashiach. What are two Shabbosos? Why not one Shabbos? Why not three if you need a Chazaka? He says one Shabbos is Shabbos itself. And one Shabbos, sometimes the week is called Shabbos. Like we see by Svira, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, you have to count seven Shabbosos, which means weeks. So I have to have Shabbos, and I have to have a Shabbos that's so strong, that I so connect Hashem, that all week long it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos Chaim. The life of Shabbos, where I feel close to Hashem. I know he's watching over me. I know he's my melech. And that Shabbos, the osios of Teshuv, is tshuva. That's these days of El, are days of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, days to recognize the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech. And that's this week, this Shabbos of Shoiftim, of Shoim Tassim Melech, a Melech. Make a Kaddish Baruch Hu our Melech. This El will make a Kaddish Baruch Hu our Melech. This El will make sure that you recognize every day Hashem is your Melech. Hashem is with us. Hashem is watching over us. Hashem is taking care of us. And Nila Dodi V'Dodi Li, we have a personal connection with that Melech. We're prince and princesses. It's incredible. We're royalty. That Melech is our father. Shabbos Chaim. Live a life of Shabbos. A life where I understand that everything is from Hashem. That's actually the opening words of this week's parasha as well. Parasha tells us about shoiftim v'shotrim, about making judges and officers, titin l'chabachol sherecha, and all of your gates, which Rashi says all of your cities. And then the Torah adds in words which seem unnecessary in this halacha. Asher Hashem l'kecha noisim l'cha, that Hashem your God has given you. When we're talking about the chiyuv, the obligation to put shoiftim v'shotrim, judges and officers, in all our cities, it mentions that Hashem has given you, meaning to recognize always everything is from Hashem, everything comes from Hashem. Hashem is the melech over everything. And when we have this life, and we live this, which is the mindset of Shabbos, and the mindset of Shabbos that Hashem is watching over us and taking care of us, and He's our Melech, and we have that Shabbos Chaim all week long, with that recognition, it's a different life. It's a life of Menuchas Nefesh, a life that's calm, a life that's full of Simcha, a life which could accept whatever comes our way, because we know Hashem is our Melech, Hashem is taking care of us. And then it will be a different El. And we'll be prepared for Rosh Hashanah, V'ksiv v'chsim atayiv, v'gug ben shiyar, a year of simcha, a year of bracha, a year of geula, and Yeshua, and refuah, for each and every one of us. Everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Ay, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 good Shabbos, good Shabbos.